Hello.
Good afternoon, ma'am. My
Hello.
name is Vicky. I'm calling you back from customer support because there was a message to return your call. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. I was checking to see on my credit card. I have a couple of bills here dated. One is dated January 26th, and the other is January 23rd. It says Diet Shop Unlimited. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure, let me have your zip code so I can try and locate an account for you.
99403.
Just a moment. You said 99403.
Yes.
What's your first and last name?
Zelda Saget.
You said Saget?
D as in David, AGGETT.
Okay, I don't see an account for you, ma'am. Can you give me a phone number to try and pull up your account, please?
Sure, 503-504-6164.
Okay, I see a Velda first name.
Yes.
All right, can you verify your shipping address for me, Velda?
P.O. Box 437, Clarkston, Washington, 99403.
Take it just a moment. All right, ma'am, it looks like you paid shipping and handling back on the 23rd of this month for a space heater. You were charged $54.97 on the 26th of January because you were then enrolled in something called the Factory Direct Store, where they give you a $125 gift card each month in exchange for that $54.97 to something called the Best Consumers Gadgets Club, which is an online web store.
Oh, I don't wish to do that, and the space heater doesn't even work, so.
It doesn't?
No.
Did it arrive not working?
Yes.
Okay, let me get another one reshipped out to you just a moment. It won't charge you anything.
Thank you.
And I'll get that account canceled for you so they won't charge you anything else.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. I would like to advise you, ma'am, however, they sent you a link to your email address, or they should have at any rate, so you could take advantage of that $125 voucher. It was...
No, I don't care about that.
Okay.
If I could just get these charges reversed, I would appreciate it.
No, that they won't do. They'll allow 35% of that charge back as a refund. But they won't reverse the
okay.
charges in full. They won't allow us to do. They will let me refund you up to 50%, so I can give you half of that back, which would be $27.47.
And that's of the $54.97?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be 50%.
Okay. All right. Can you... And you canceled whatever I didn't
yes,
realize
ma'am.
I was.
In a membership,
okay.
Yeah, they would have been charging you next month had you not called to cancel. But I'm getting it canceled out
okay.
and I'm processing your refund. Give me just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Strange, it's not even a phone number on your account. They rarely let them go through without it.
I'd like to return the heater, but anyway, it's in Florida, and I'm in Washington, so.
You're in Washington State. Did you verify that shipping address for me? You're in Florida. Oh. That's
no, I was in Florida when I ordered it.
Okay.
I'm in the state of Washington, so.
So your address has changed?
No.
Okay, you're just somewhere else for now, you mean? Because I
right.
resent that replacement space heater to the address you verified. Did you verify your address to me?
P.O. Box 437, Clarkston, Washington, 99403. Can you
no,
hear me
ma'am.
Clearly?
Yeah, I can hear you, but that's not the address I have on file for you. I have a Florida address.
Right. And so we need to cancel that one because we were just there for vacation in Florida.
Oh, so you have a different address. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Hang on just a minute. I'm glad I asked. They would have been going to Florida.
Okay. I wish I was in Florida. It'd be warmer.
Right. Okay. Let me change the address. Okay. Give me that address, please.
Which one?
In Florida. Where you want the space heater delivered to.
I don't want... You're not going to deliver me one, right?
I was going to replace it. You said it didn't work. I told you I was going to have it reshipped.
Oh.
There'll be no additional charges, but you paid for it, and then you paid an additional $54.97 for that gift card. You might as well get one that works.
Oh, okay. Send it to, I guess, where I'm at now, in Washington.
Okay. What's the address, please?
P.O. Box 437. Clarkson. You want me to spell that?
I have it. C-L-A-R-K-S-T-O-N.
Yes. And Washington.
Clarkson is a state, man. I mean, city, right?
A city in state of Washington, yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
99403.
Let me repeat that back. So it's P.O. Box 437, Clarkson, Washington, 99403.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I have ordered that space heater to be reshipped to that P.O. box you just verified for me. And you should have it anywhere. Ordinarily, it's four. Actually, it's 2 to 4 days. But the way the mail is running now, I would give it 7 to 10 days. Okay.
Okay.
And I would also advise you to give us a call back in a couple of days and to see if it's been shipped out. And we can give you the tracking number. That way you can keep your eyes open for it. Come to regular U.S.
Okay.
Postal Service. When they ship out, that's when they usually assign and a tracking number to it. The day it ships out, it'll have a tracking number. And then a couple of days later, we can determine the day it's supposed to be delivered. And we got a lot of porch pirates still going around, and there's a lot going on with the postal system these days in a lot of states.
Yeah, that's
true. Yeah, they haven't.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm, people who aren't familiar with the routes and things like that. A lot of mail getting delivered to the wrong boxes. I've heard all kind of horror stories. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
No, it's a sad time. Okay, and then to verify, you're giving me a credit of $27.47.
Yes,
ma'am.
And
you canceled.
Yeah, I'm going to give you your cancellation number, and I'm processing the refund now. I was just ordering that space heater to be replaced first.
Okay.
And I did that. So that's one thing down. Like you say, everything in time. Let me see. So that's that. And we're going to refund at $27.47 back to your Visa card, ma'am, ending 1911. You should have that money back on your card, ma'am, in 3 to 5 business days. And hang on just a minute. $27.47. I sent you a cancellation confirmation as well as a refund confirmation email. And let me make sure that goes through. Okay, it did. Good. And I sent
the... Do you mind giving me that number as well?
Certainly. I'm going to give it to you orally. I sent the emails to veldadaggett@gmail.com. You should get those emails shortly. Here's your cancellation number so you have it for quick reference, ma'am. It's going to be C as in cancel, 258-819-308.
Okay, I'll repeat that if you don't mind. C-Cat 258-819-308.
That's correct.
And your name, may I have that?
Certainly, it's Vicki.
Vicki, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Vicki, you've been most helpful, and I'd appreciate that very much.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. You have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support, and happy Valentine's Day, Ms. Daggett. You stay safe.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling customer support. You too. Bye-bye.